doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Happy's mom, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Happy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Happy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Happy, happy, happy. This is Happy Hour with Happy.
Happy Friday.
Where we at?
Right here.
Always going in, never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic, be the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know how we are in the system.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what today is?
Is it Friday yet?
That's part of my job here as host, is to tell you what day of the week it is.
My favorite day of the week is Friday.
What day is today?
Friday. You know what that means.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Let's go to work.
But boss, it's Friday.
Of course. It's freaking Friday.
Today is a good day.
Actually, it's
Good Friday. The good in Good Friday comes from an archaic meaning of the word good, which translates into English as Holy Friday.
Easter is upon us.
Easter.
Easter eggs?
Rabbits encased in chocolate?
A beautiful Easter.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Jesus.
Showtime.
Mm-hmm. Today is a very unique day because Jesus died for our sins or whatever, right? I don't know. I'm not very religious. It's weird. I always know when Halloween is because it's October 31st. And I always know when Christmas is, obviously. But I never really know, like, when Easter is. So I was driving down the highway the other day and I saw in Tampa a billboard for Easter Sunday Mass. And I was like, oh my God, the time has flown. But anyway, this is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Happy. Hanging out with you and you for the next hour or two. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Let's see what the hell is going on last night's late night TV. Because I'm a big critic of it. I love hating on it. I love seeing those sellouts. Jimmy Kimmel and Colbert get terrible ratings. But hey, maybe they were funny last night. They made jokes about 420 and Peeps dog treats. I bet these are going to be real freaking zingers.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time since 2014, Easter and 420 will land on the same day this year, which is going to lead to some very long and confusing egg hunts. Where did I...
I'm honest on here. That was not a bad joke. That was a vintage Jimmy Kimmel.
Did I hide those? I don't know. There are a lot of Peeps products then now. This year they have Peeps Ices. They've got Peeps flavored milk.
I freaking love Peeps, man. I'll get to that in a sec.
The Peeps and Peeps even teamed up with Milkbone to make Peeps flavored dog biscuits. You know at least one stone dude in the pet aisle at Target is going to see that and just devour the bucket, right?
Jimmy Kimmel, can you always be like this? Wow, he really impressed me. That was not bad. I freaking love Peeps, by the way. Peeps are so, like, just good. I don't know. My mom's kind of a sugar addict. My mom kind of loves sugar. So Easter was always the best. Easter was almost more fun than Christmas in a way growing up in a Catholic household. Because, like, you got all this candy and you got money. I was also an only child. Mm-hmm. And a mama's boy. But the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is I hated my dad made me do this thing where we couldn't eat meat on Friday. So it's why whenever I'm drunk, I like getting a fish filet because it's reminds me of my childhood.
Easter and 420 seemed like a natural pairing because whoever came up with our Easter traditions was definitely stoned. Okay, listen. There's going to be a rabbit and he is huge. huge, okay?
Wow, it's almost like when you're not political, Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel, you're sort of funny. Go back to doing this. Wow, what a beautiful Friday. Colbert and Kimmel are funny.
He wears a bow tie and he lays eggs, and they're not normal eggs you expect to come out of a rabbit. They're like all kinds of colors and they're filled with chocolate.
Wow, this is not the day I expected.
Also, everything is candied, even the ham.
I did not expect to have Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert make me laugh today, but they did a good job.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! It's the MMA's Holiday Figure Smackdown, pitting the Easter Bunny against Santa Claus. See Peter, the Hopper, the Stumper, the Thumping Machine, Cotton Tail, going nose-to-nose with Mr. Ho-Ho-Ho, St. Nicholas, the Chimney Diver, Santa Claus, Winner Takes the Basket, don't miss the...
I can see Mike Calta doing this.
Hopping the Toys, the Fluffy Tail...
Dizzy, get over here!
A floppy beard! Competing for Easter bragging rights! Sunday! Sunday! Sunday!
Now, I'm indifferent on the comedian Brad Williams. I met him. He's okay. He's not bad. But he's got some kind of weird allegations about a made-up story he said on a podcast years ago about raping women. Now, when I met the guy, he was on the Mike Calta show. He's okay. I mean, Calta is a weird guy, always mad, but very good at interviews, and comedians always open up to him. That and middle-aged women. And Brad Williams said this 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in the back, and Mencia's married. He's not going to do anything. So he turned off all the lights and then sent me in.
Yeah.
And then I started hooking up with the girl. And it went for a good 15 minutes.
So he was banging someone that didn't know it was him.
Before she realized that, huh, I mean, Mencia's tiny, but he shouldn't have stubby arms like that.
That's called a rape.
And then finally she realized that she was having sex with me.
That's kind of, I feel like that's like a rape story.
Freaking hilarious. Matt, I don't miss hanging out with comedians. They're dirtbags. Well, by the way, Brad Williams talks about this on Real Dwarves being nixed from Snow White.
No, because I hate money. Of course I would have said yes. I don't get this whole thing why they, like, you have a Disney movie where there's talking animals, but an actual dwarf is too fantastical. We actually exist, but that was too fantastical, so they CGI'd all the dwarves in the movie. And the thing that got me was that a lot of that happened because Peter Dinklage went on Mark Maron's podcast and said, like, oh, are we really doing this whole dwarf thing again with Snow White? Yes!
Are we banging women that don't know it's us again?
Yes, we are, Dink. All right, because not all of us have Game of Thrones money, and we like to get it.
It's that thing comedians always do, where like everything they say is like a comedy routine. Like you could literally be, I've hung out with so many comedians. You could literally be like out somewhere, and they just gotta outfunny each other. It's like, shut up! You're making others laugh because you don't know how to be a human.
This is not headline news. Sunday is Easter and 420, which makes sense since you really need to have the munchies to eat peeps. Haley Joel Osment was arrested for public intoxication, so now he's famous for the Sixth Sense and a fifth of whiskey. Machine Gun Kelly thinks he belongs on the Mount Rushmore of white rappers.
He's up there.
MGK, aside from the music, even your name's a ripoff.
That's a boomer joke. MGK deserves respect. I'm a wild boy. I'm a mama. I'm a wild boy.
And Time Magazine has released its list of the 100 most influential people of 2025. It'll be read by the 100 people who still subscribe to Time Magazine.
Yeah, I do like that joke, but the MGK joke was a little disrespectful. Rob Lowe was out and about in one of those celebrity tour buses, thought he was John Stamos.
This is John Stamos. Yeah, he looks like
him. Okay, guys, am I John Stamos?
No!
No! Who am I?
Shut up, Rob Lowe. What have you done recently? A failed sitcom?
Hey, Mama! Dude, you gotta get better.
It's usually about having
expect to run into people so often.
I see. Okay.
But thank you for your
crew
energy, man.
That sounds passive-aggressive. Shut up, Rob Lowe. Didn't you have like a sex tape with like a 17-year-old? Hoppy doesn't forget the scandals. You can throw a shot to me all you want, Tampa Radio. You can throw. I know everything. I am a gossiper. I receive the gossip. Mm-hmm. So I always know everything for the most part. Would you eat a hot dog in a Peeps bun?
My friends down here, Lexi's Road Dogs, we started off as a joke. We're talking about a hot dog.
Dog.
And a Peeps bun. It's a hot dog, but instead of a regular bun, it's Peeps. And we're gonna try it for the first time here. Mm. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. This is really, really good.
Got it.
I'm not even playing. Hot dog and Peeps. I'm gonna give that a 9.1 out of 10. That's how good it was.
That's a thing everyone does online where they're trying to beat Dave Portnoy by giving a number. Mm-hmm. Now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tell me, do any of you guys, you know, have that thing known as Alexa? I don't have it. I've dated people in the past that have it, and I've dated people that have it. And it's funny. Whenever I talk to Alexa, I literally go, "Hey, Alexa, what time is it?" Even though it's right next to me. Me being loud? What a surprise.
What's the Easter Bunny's favorite kind of music? Hippity hop.
Okay.
Why did the baby chick cross the road?
Mm.
To meet up with her peeps. Did you hear about the dirty Easter egg hunt? It was hosted by the Dust Bunny.
Okay.
What is the Easter Bunny's favorite restaurant?
Mm.
IHOP. What happens when you fall in love on Easter? You live happily ever after. What is the Easter egg's least favorite day of the week? Friday. Thank you. I'll be here until Sunday.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Sunday is also 420 day, but has marijuana use plateaued? They are claiming that less people are using marijuana because it's recreational now. I mean, they didn't survey me because I'm higher now. All right, we're going to come back on Happy Hour on this Friday and get things started right after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
VIP. I'm buying out the bar, baby, drinks on me. Now they screaming, hello, hello, trying to get physical, but we trying to see
how low can you go.
Hello, hello, hello. Mama say no more, your body just said it all. And my glass is raised, make a toast to getting money. Her phone. I said, slow down. She said, baby, I'm grown. And now she's saying, hello.
She working me like a pro. Booty clap, clapping, bravo. She saying, then we hit the front door. Now she singing like she on tour.
Got fuck yeah, Dizzy.
Hey, Ro, it stay raining, but Luda keeps signing. Cause me and Shock Zoo went half and bought an island. Oh. Chris cut half a million for the watch. Whipping 100-foot yachts up to 55 knots.
Okay.
10 years been paying my dues, hoes. Get it right, paper long as Penelope Cruz knows. Yeah. 10 and a half, alligator goose. And tailor-made water repellent cashmere suits. He's so boozy, all in the jacuzzi. Such a Virgo, and that's why he's so choosy. I like her, but I'm digging you too. Y'all can do me like a wishbone and break me in two. Come one and come all of the time, cause my bottle service look like an assembly line.
Oh, sure.
End of a
piece. End of a piece. Carl from Who Are These Podcasts is a bitch.
Are there any drugs in this house?
If there are,
put that down for a second.
If there are, you better find them and give them to me immediately.
It's Sammy Sheen wording her dad's audio meme from TikTok about him doing drugs.
Mm-hmm. Are there any drugs in this house?
If there
are, put that down for a second.
If there are, you better find them and give them to me immediately.
I don't put up with anything from anyone.
Sammy Sheen using her own dad's voice to seemingly explain why she cut him off.
No drugs in the house right now.
Not that I know about. If I know about them, I'll find them and throw them away. It's not a big deal. Ooh, drugs in the house. Ah, we're all going to die.
The new TikTok comes after the 21-year-old shared she hasn't spoken to her father.
She's only 21. She looks like she's 40.
Father Charlie Sheen in a year on Gia Giudice's Casual Chaos podcast.
I actually had to block him because he was sending me some crazy stuff. I had to block his email as well. I'm like fully, we're done.
I have this thing I've noticed because I've dated it where girls hate their dads and like their dads aren't great, but they just like want to be martyrs. Like, oh, my dad's so bad. And then the dad will be like, you want to hang out? And they're like, no.
I had to like put a stop to it and tell him like, do not contact me ever again.
Are there any drugs in this house?
If there
are, put that down for a second.
If there are, you better find them and give them to me immediately.
So are drugs the reason they're estranged?
Duh. And then he's probably a deadbeat. But like, if your dad's reaching out, you got to forgive him. He's a lunatic.
I honestly hope the stuff he was sending me was because he wasn't sober. Because I'm like, that would at least make it a little better.
Well, Charlie, who's struggled with drugs and alcohol for decades, revealed 6 years of sobriety in 2023. But Sam...
Like... You get one dad in life, and me and my dad did not really get along, and he died of cancer. And I always say to people, I don't care how much your dad sucks. If he's still alive, talk to him.
Emmy felt the effects of his addiction throughout her childhood.
I want to say like the first 13 years, my dad was very like in and out of my life.
Okay.
I literally...
You kind of think that was when he was on 2 and a Half Men. Party.
I cannot tell you one memory from my childhood of him where he's been like sober.
You look very much in love with your kids.
Absolutely.
Is that an overstatement?
Absolutely. No, that's an understatement. Yeah, no, this is they represent the real gifts and treasures of this life.
I'm really glad that we
Thank
were able
you.
To do this. I mean,
yeah.
Here we are. What the hell?
Oh,
Charlie recently reunited.
I wonder if he really meant that or if he's just talking like an actor.
United with Sammy's mom on their Bravo series, Denise Richards and Her Wild Things. Sammy's 19-year-old sister Lola showed up, but Sammy sat this one out.
yeah, you know, she needs to grow up.
The girls have been through a lot with her dad. I understand why Sammy feels the way she does. He's missing out.
He really is missing out.
Where do you go from here? What happens?
Forward. I move forward.
All right, dude, you do you. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Scientists may have found proof of life in outer space.
Duh.
A team of astronomers shared that they found what they say is the most promising sign of extraterrestrial life on a massive planet known as K2-18b in a solar system 120 light years from Earth.
Got it.
According to the New York Times, citing a news conference from the researchers, analysis of the planet's atmosphere seems to confirm the presence of a molecule that, on Earth, is known only to belong to living organisms such as marine algae. University of Cambridge astronomer Niku Medhusudan said that while the research is promising and suggests K2-18b is covered by a warm, life-filled ocean, it is, quote, in no one's interest to claim prematurely that we have detected life. Still, the professor does not want to undermine the significance of the discovery, adding, quote, this is a revolutionary moment. It's the first time humanity has seen potential biosignatures on a habitable planet. He spoke further on the discovery in a video posted by the University of Cambridge, saying,
this is one of the most profound moments for me personally, as well as an astronomer.
Like, I'm a smart guy, but I'm not like science smart. And sometimes when I see these guys that have like higher IQs than me, I'm like, that must be nice.
Because for the first time in the history of our species, we may actually be seeing signs of life elsewhere.
Got it.
On the other hand, this could also be a signal of a new chemical process that is not produced by...
The problem with people that are smart like that is they put you to sleep. And this just in, this is a shock jock radio show. I hate that word. But not a meditation tape.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Shut up, nigga. Dirty down, nigga. Flat up house, nigga. Shut up, nigga. Your boy TAZ. Coming through. Goes out to all y'all boys, think y'all ballin' like the boys from the side. No half, nigga. Champatoni, coming through. Y'all know how we do.
Ooh, ooh. Man, I'm so tight when it comes to this. My cars always hit, they never miss. Look at my dubs, they so, so crisp. I let up all the holder crisp. Dog, I'm a baller, watch me. I'm a pimp for life, you can ask me. I do what I wanna do, I'm so tight. Main in the front, the rest in the bike. Don't talk, no spike, cause I handle that. Turn my hand over and send it back. Please show your face, don't turn your back. I'ma show you how a nigga with money at. Money stack high, clean catch high. I'ma ball like this till the day I die. You need tomatoes and vinegar to catch up. My ribs be spinning when I stop, shit up.
No drugs when you ride. No clean when you dead. No amps in your trunk. No TVs in your dead. You be talking that shit. You be acting like a bitch. You be hating on love. Nigga what, put up, put up.
Y'all talking that fuck. Y'all niggas can't ball like us.
Shit up.
Y'all talking that fuck. Y'all niggas can't ball like us.
Shit up.
My head feel like sprees, it won't stop spinning. I think I drew too much and I smoke too much spinach. You see the trucks with the spoilers and girls call us. And every nigga down there chilling with your bitches flawless. I'm real with my niggas, I kill for my niggas. If I gotta do dirt, I wouldn't deal with my niggas. So don't be bragging about shit you ain't got. Like you got a lover, get up sitting at the paint shop. It's the G-I-double-T. I never let your blood haters sober me. I know you mad, I'm in a spot where you love to be. Smoking Paco Lolo, sipping on that bubbly. So what it be? Name in the spotlight. Don't write pot tight, got enough shit, make it hard for me to fart right. Shoulda cut your throat like I started to. Nigga got so much beef, we need a barbecue.
No dubs when you ride, no clean when you dead, no amps.
Y'all talking that fool. Y'all niggas can't ball like us. Y'all talking that fool. Y'all niggas can't ball like us.
Shit up. Y'all need to shut up or put up before I put my foot up your ass. 24 inches like Taz. A nigga keep it flipping on 10 fifth alone. Keep making hits into around the globe. Keep stacking chips and tossing these damn hoes. Keep getting blitz and popping bottles of mo. They say we so hot, but we spit so cold. Is a ball and dirty that falling out of control.
Yo, I am rich and rich and it's no limit. Cash money, baby, every time I spend it. Spend what I want to, drive what I want to. Never just one, always want to. Let me put this zipper on your lips. So when you drink, a lot of I got slips. I got this, I got that. Double Tony got rims way bigger than that.
No drugs when you ride. No clean on your head. No amps in your trunk. No TVs in your head. You be talking that shit. You be acting like a bitch. You be hating on love. Nigga what, nigga what? Put up, put up. No drugs on your ride. No clean on your head. No amps in your trunk. No TVs in your head. You be talking that shit. You be acting like a bitch. You be hating on love. Nigga what, nigga what? Put up, put up.
Be quiet, niggas. Y'all don't want none of this shit, niggas. 2003, baby. Dirty town, nigga. If you ain't ballin' like us, nigga, shut up. Fuck what your cousin got. Fuck what your uncle got, nigga. If you ain't got it, shut up.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, I should have my mic on, right? How the hell are you? This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan. Happy hanging out with you. This following segment's been brought to you by Deezy Beezy Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you it's the best Delta 8 CBD honey, I'm a man of my words. Go to DZBZHoney.com and at checkout, use promo code Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%. Comes in the form of a lollipop, lick the lollipop, the rap bar, a honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com and use promo code Hoppy. This is also being brought to you by Fortify.com, F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com, for the best pre- and post-workout around. Go to Fortify.com, and at checkout, use promo code Ryan20 to save 20%. Also, go to WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, RichKBarber.com, and CounselingOnCall.net, okay? At all those places, name drop me, and they'll hook you up. Did you hear about the war? No, it's not the war on heterosexual women versus heterosexual men. No, it's not MAGA versus the liberals. Do you know about the real war? Not the possible World War III. No. The most important war we're facing as a country. Not the war on violence and guns. It is this war.
The rap war between Drake and Universal Music Group is escalating tonight in a new amended legal complaint. Drake says the record label waged an unrelenting campaign to amplify Kendrick.
Yeah, I agree.
Lamar's diss track. The filing says UMG made significant financial investments and leveraged its professional connections for, quote, massive amplification of a defamatory claim by Kendrick Lamar.
Got it.
Lamar performed his diss track, not...
We know it's the Super Bowl.
Like us, to more than 133 million viewers at the Super Bowl.
I know, we were there.
Drake claims the lyrics falsely paint him as a pedophile.
I don't know about falsely, but I know what you're saying, bud. You're defending yourself, but it's not like it's false.
And the record label knew Lamar's lyrics and images in the song, and the song's music video were false and dangerous. Universal Music Group has previously sought to dismiss Drake's lawsuit and responded to this particular amended complaint, saying, "It is shameful that these foolish and frivolous legal theatrics continue. They are reputationally and financially costly to Drake and have no chance of success."
Well, You know, it's not like in the beginning of the year when it was like Drake versus Kendrick or Blake Lively versus Baldoni. When we didn't have real problems, people were like a little less mad. And it was more funny to cover those things, but yeah. The Price is Right host, Drew Carey, grabs lunch with OnlyFans star. I will post this on RyanHoppyRadio.com. Let me see what her name is so we can do some research later on. What is her name? Nikki Schuyler, age 37. She was Penthouse Pet of the Month in April 2017. She says that old men turn her on. And she is bisexual, but I have sex with men more than women. I lost my virginity on the morning of 9/11. I had stayed out all night with my boyfriend. When I got home, my mom was crying. I thought it was because she knew I lost my virginity. That's a freaking tale. Here we go. Selena Gomez was seen out and about in her bedroom, and it's very messy. But there's a little part that TikTok noticed. Because everybody, when you see a picture of someone's house, you zoom in, you see what you're missing out on. And there was a bottle of lube she had there. And the caption was that it was going to bother Justin Bieber. Yeah, it's going to be weird. Like, knowing that Benny Blanco is just going deep in there. You know what I mean? Like, he's going deep.
Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber gives Sexy Red a kiss in birthday party video amid rumors.
And then woke up with a herpes pimple on his lip.
The singer is turning it up at rapper Sexy Red's 27th birthday party.
She looks 42, let's be honest here.
As seen in a video posted to his social media April 17th, yeah. Justin is vibing to the music wearing a beige fur coat over a white tee and a gold chain.
Yeah, and he looks really happy to be there. And you know he cheated on Haley.
Before he goes in to kiss the birthday girl on the cheek.
Oh my god. I'm not going to play that music. It's just some kissing. She's a trash bag. I mean, you don't look at her and go, oh yeah, it's a real looker. She's just freaking grimy, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this.
Ben Affleck is giving rare insight into his relationship with ex-wife Jennifer Lopez's kids.
Mm-hmm.
At the Los Angeles premiere of The Accountant 2, the actor reveals that J-Lo's twins Max and Emmy are at the red carpet to support him,
yeah.
Along with his own kids, Violet, Serafina, and Samuel, who he shares with first ex-wife Jennifer Garner.
Mm.
Telling Entertainment Tonight, April 16th, my kids are here, Jen's kids are here,
yep.
I'm very, very excited.
Got it.
I love when all the kids come out and it's really fun. The 52-year-old continues, I love her kids. They're wonderful. I'm thrilled the kids are here with me. And
yeah, Ben seems like an okay dude. Like a lot of demons, but probably a good dad.
That's the kind of thing.
Remember when he was yelling at like the paparazzi that were on his front lawn for almost running over his kid? Like, he's a good dude. I don't know if I'd want to hang out with him, but
I'm thrilled the kids are here with me, and that's the kind of thing, like those relationships you can have with children. It's the joy of my life, and those kids are amazing. Ben and Jen, who tied the knot in July 2022, made the decision to end their marriage just 2 years later, with the singer filing for divorce in August 2024. And despite their divorce having been finalized back in February, Ben reveals that Jen continues to be an important part of his and his kids' lives. Explaining, for the record, Jennifer Lopez is spectacular. Great to my kids, great ongoing relationship with them.
That's good.
She's an enormously important, tremendous person.
You can be a terrible person, but be a good parent.
A lot of integrity, who I adore and am grateful to.
Sounds, just a tad bit of that thing known as whipped. Just admit your whip, bruh. And call it a day.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Will Smith with this nigga tonight. So they gonna put me down. Lock that nigga right there.
Dang. You fucking with some gangsters. This nigga's like serious.
Rated R. Sad.
You got any weapons on you?
No, I ain't got nothing. I'm straight.
Okay.
Damn, please.
You hear me when you get in this car?
Shit.
Show enough fucking respect.
For sure.
You hear me?
For sure.
It's straight. Nah. And my word.
Days and long nights. Seen a lot of shit in my life. Nigga see some hard days.
Whole lot of shit.
Long nights. To see some hard days, got me looking sideways. Niggas can't find me, doing that on the freeway. Try to take it easy, too much drama in my life. Ex my baby mama, made my new lady my wife. Trying to keep my shit tight, but it's fucked up. Cause shit, I stay out all night. I wonder, can you feel the passion when you're riding on chrome? And them twins fucking with you saying, don't go home. Matching chrome on chrome. Over choke, yoke that. Squatted in the back of them lows. Whole smoke that. All my niggas smoke out. We think it's a dream, but it's really not what it seems. Shit'll turn into some hard days. Told me the crime paid, they lied. Some niggas die, others up the road riding. Niggas testify, so they sold a cop a deal. All my niggas said was keeping real. A nigga see some hard days and long nights. Seen a lot of shit in my life. A nigga see some hard days. Y'all need long nights.
Straight up.
A nigga see some hard days. Long nights, seen a lot of shit in my life. A nigga see some hard days. Long nights.
Coming with a lecture nectar. It's like a young nigga hit the trifecta.
I won.
Stimulate you when I spit this fire at you. I'm burning bobs of the drop and I'm making locks bob like Fletcher. A whole neck checker, I stick it like the running man. Thinking it's a game, I'm sticking yours, Mr. Funny Man. Stay strapped, my niggas they sip yak. Play matin, make beats and burn sacks. My click roll thick, nigga. Ball till we fall and we sticking more dick and jicks than draws. Nigga, pause for the call. Get one, get one. If you ain't got none, cop one, split one. Then drink a stiff one. Then bust down and twist one. Burn to the shit done. Hella deep to speak nothing but the truth that you used to. Long nights so
crucial.
A nigga
see some hard days. And long nights. Seen a lot of shit in my life. A nigga see some hard days. Y'all be long nights.
Set up.
A nigga see some hard days. And long nights. Seen a lot of shit in my life. A nigga see some hard days. Long nights. 24-7, hustling trying to get the dollars. Hit a rock ballers, holla ice, I chain to my Impala. Beer bottles on the ground, it's real fucked up. On my side of town, these shorties laying motherfuckers down. Getting flat, fuck that, so I stay strapped. You motherfuckers busting me, best believe I'm busting back. I've been in this game too long, to be the vibe. Got you niggas under the scope, best believe it's high power. Fuck you cowards, I was raised to be a soldier. Feeling the pressure of the world on my shoulder. My dad is gone, I'm all alone, now I'm older. Heart grew cold, throughout the years it's gotten colder. Not even a shoulder to cry on. I'm a herbalist, smoking, trying to get my high on. Precious murderous, who can I rely on? The future's unclear, I'm full of fear. I'm a stronger will, I'm nigga see some hard days. And long nights, seen a lot of shit in my life. A nigga see some hard days. Y'all be long nights.
Set up.
A nigga see some hard days. And long nights, seen a lot of shit in my life. A nigga see some hard days. Long nights.
The hour will be right back.
Oh yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot.
This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Hey, it's BJ Shea, and it's time to make podcasting great again, America. Listen to Ryan Hoppy on Hoppy Hour.
Hey, it's MJ from the MJ Morning Show on Q105, 104.7 FM Tampa Bay, and you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, what's up? This is Thor from the show on Rock 105.3 in San Diego, and you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
You could be doing anything else right now, but you're here with Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. We applaud your questionable life choices.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Turn the dial to 80. There's a voice that sounds so true.
Oh, thank you.
Tampa Bay, we're here to stay.
Say a lot.
Happy Hour lights the way.
Oh, thank you.
Celebrity news on the go.
Uh-huh.
Happy's got the inside flow.
Oh, sure.
From the stars to dating scene.
Oh, what's going on?
Waking up our wildest dreams. Happy Hour's Ryan H.
Call 856-494-673.
Oh, thank you.
Every day is more than great.
Oh, what's going on?
Got the news we need to see.
I got a quick PSA for you. Dizzy is a bitch.
Got a question on your mind.
There's a familiar face moving up in Prince William's organization. The Earthshot Prize, launched by William in 2020 to honor five environmentalists every year, has announced Jason Knopf will be coming.
He seems like a douchebag.
On as the new CEO, almost 7 years after he raised a bullying complaint against Meghan Markle.
Yeah, she seemed like a bitch.
Jason writes in a statement shared to the organization's website, "I am honored to be appointed as the next CEO of the Earthshot Prize and look forward to working with our exceptional team and incredible Earthshot community to advance our mission of urgent optimism for our planet."
What?
Prince William also adds, "I look forward to working with Jason to chart the course for the next 5 years of the Earthshot Prize and beyond."
This is what they do all day, just stupid CEO crap.
Jason previously worked as a communications secretary for both William and Kate Middleton, as well as Prince Harry and Meghan, before becoming Kensington Palace communications director and eventually the CEO of the Royal Foundation.
Whatever, I bet he's seen things. Okay.
TMZ Live, Harvey Levin here.
Charles here.
So Bill Maher has taken some heat after his dinner with Donald Trump a little more than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he got cucked, man.
And the White House, we had Bill Maher on the Two Angry Men podcast.
And here it is. Here is Bill Maher talking about it.
Go to the White House and talk to the president and not give up my principles. It seems like nobody noticed that. I didn't go MAGA. I had the opportunity to talk to Donald Trump and say the things to him that maybe he never hears. Literally to speak truth to power. I shouldn't take that opportunity. Again, don't do that. Okay. And then there was the part about, you know, should I lie about how I found him? Because apparently that didn't please people.
You seem like an insufferable person. Shut up!
They wanted to hear that he was the same monster that they see in public, and he wasn't. I'm proud that I was able to go into the White House and say to the President of the United States, look him in the eye and say, you're scaring people.
Okay. So we're the guys. We bowing down to you, Bill Maher. What a creepy boomer he is. Thinks he's so freaking important. You're going to be dead in 15 years. You're not that important, dude. In about 30 years, you'll be forgotten.
Welcome back to TMZ Live. Lil Wayne is making something a lot clearer to me.
What? That he lost all his brain cells from doing drugs?
Me now. And I think to all of his fans, when Kendrick Lamar got the Super Bowl halftime show, there were a lot of people who were upset that because it was in New Orleans that it didn't go to Wayne.
Right, including Wayne was upset.
And Wayne,
I don't know Wayne. I don't know why Wayne would get it. First of all, Lil Wayne shows up like 50 minutes late to a fucking concert and then does like 32 minutes.
Look at me, look at this, I'm rich as fuck.
He just does a terrible job of rapping. And the thing is, I saw him in 2017 when he was at Janice Live and he was on codeine and he almost overdosed that night. And TMZ was like, was his last show in St. Pete? And I was like, wow, he was terrible that night.
Wayne was very vocal about how upset he was. And that was odd to me. I was like, why is he wearing his heart on his sleeve so publicly over something like this? Celebrities.
It was
normally
almost like therapy. I mean,
right.
He was so disappointed.
Well, now I think I understand it because he says that this was something, him getting the Super Bowl halftime show was dangled in front of him for months. And
Someone was lying to him there.
Changed his life and did things that he wouldn't normally do.
Oh, geez. We hear what Harvey sounds like when he finishes.
I think I understand it because he says that this was something, him getting the Super Bowl halftime show was dangled in front of him for months and he changed his life and did things that he wouldn't normally do. thinking that that was going to happen.
So he had the rug pulled out.
The NFL not being trustworthy? No! I would think the NFL would be the most untrustworthy people ever. Why would they be untrustworthy? Because there is this thing known as Roger Goodell runs the league, and he's a douchebag! By the way, Sydney Sweeney was out singing a breakup anthem at karaoke.
Florida. Her name is Sydney Sweeney, and man, does she love karaoke. You know, she lives...
She's making it all about her!
...down there now, and there is a particular bar where she loves to go and sing karaoke. She did it last night. Here's what's really odd about it. She chose to do an Adele song.
Mmm.
And you've got to have chops if you sing Adele. So here is... Sydney, decide.
Oh, she's going through her quarter life crisis. I went through this where you go through the breakup and you're like out and about singing, you're doing wild things, but you're really crying when you go home.
What's interesting here that we should point out is she's with girlfriends once again. Remember, we had reported she
and some ganger.
Was at the hotel in Beverly Hills with girlfriends. So it's clear that with the ex-fiance not being there, they're still not getting back together.
Duh! How many fucking times do we have to be told that they're not getting back together? There's that picture, which you can see on RyanHappyRadio.com, of them looking loveless. That relationship is so over. If it wasn't over before, it's over now. Like Beavis and Butthead.
Welcome to TMZ Live. Harvey Levin here.
Charles here.
We are off to the races, folks. The sperm races.
Oh, jeez.
And that may sound a little off-putting, but there is actually a good cause behind it. This is an odd thing to lead the show with. But
I know.
This is so unique, we had to tell you
and
about
it's happening.
Oh, jeez. You know, Harvey loves sperm.
And right here in Hollywood.
Yep.
It will be going down at the Hollywood Palladium.
Like, Harvey loves sperm.
An actual race between spermatozoa.
Absolutely true.
To give the full scientific name. We're going to try to be as scientific as we can here. But it is really fun and an incredible idea. A group, when we're going to bring in the guys who came up with this.
I don't care about a sperm race, freaking nerds. Sperm race! Here they are.
We're actually announcing the racers in an hour from now. And basically, they're going to race their sperm in a massive stadium with thousands of people at the Palladium.
Wow, that's interesting.
Stadium on April 25th.
So I'll be sure not to watch it. I'll be using it in another way, you know what I mean?
Advantage of Justin Baldoni. Blake Lively is a titan.
No, she's not. She's a bitch!
That is the title bestowed to her by Time Magazine, who put her on its list of the 100 most influential people of 2025. Now, when you see that title, most influential, you could say, I get it, right? Because she has been in the news all year. Yeah. There's been a debate about women in the workplace, how they're treated, and so...
It's dominated the news cycle in many ways.
Absolutely, so you would understand it,
so
right?
So you would think this whole thing revolves around this feud with Justin Baldoni. Justin Baldoni... is never mentioned.
Never mentioned her.
I am so sick of hearing about Blake Lively. It's just so stupid. I thought she was really cute when she did that segment on SNL about 15 years ago where she played Elin, Tiger Woods' wife. But since then, nothing good.
Oh, happy hot topic.
I see dead people.
Like your career?
How often do you see them?
All the time.
Like your career?
I mean, it's an intense thrill ride.
Former child star Haley Joel Osment arrested.
He just looks like a douchebag. With those stupid little beady eyes.
And here he is, all smiles in his mugshot. Mm. Police confirming to ET that the now 37-year-old was picked up last week at a ski resort in Mammoth Lakes, California.
That sounds douchey.
For alleged public intoxication. They're also saying he was in possession of an unidentified controlled substance.
I've gotten a public intox ticket or two before in Cleveland. And the next morning when you're hungover and you have that like paper in front of you, it's so freaking annoying. Mm-hmm. It's not a good feeling the next morning when you're hungover and you're vomiting in the toilet and you look at the kitchen table and you're like, oh yeah, I got a drinking ticket last night. Oh no, good. But then again, this, you know what happened? These fucking Cleveland cops, I was walking in the middle of the road in Lakewood, Ohio, going from around the corner to my apartment on Detroit Extension Avenue. And everybody walked in the middle of the road. Oh, but when I did it at 2 a.m., I got a fucking drinking ticket, even though I wasn't a fucking driving Cleveland cops. Then I called my mom at 3. Yeah, Mom, I got a drinking ticket. Mm-hmm.
He was reportedly released while the district attorney decides whether to file charges.
Oh, geez.
I guess we'll have to see.
God, he's animal.
Haley, who recently lost his home in the California wildfire.
Oh, poor baby. Doesn't mean you can act like a drunken moron.
Bears has been arrested before. In 2006, when he was 18, he pleaded no contest to DUI charges.
So he's dumb white trash.
And served 3 years probation.
All right, so there's that. All right. Here is the body cam footage. Now, I have this rule that I bring the happy hour with Ryan Happy, folks. You know what I do? I don't watch these clips beforehand. It's something I learned from Minneapolis radio legend Tom Bernard, that you learn with the audience. Yeah, you should pre-read things a little bit, but when you know all the info before, you're not as surprised as you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And this just in, Tom Bernard's my boy.
Hey, this is Tom Bernard, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my friend Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Here's the body cam footage. This is going to be good. There they are driving in the car.
I've been kidnapped.
Yeah.
By a fucking Nazi.
You're a piece of garbage. What else you got, tough guy? You failed once you turned 18.
You'll wish you treated me nicer.
Treat you nice, but you're acting like a drunken moron in public. We're driving.
Yes.
That cop's doing a good job of not talking, man, by the way.
Was decent to you. And you are fucking
And you're a douchebag! Sociopath. I bet he can't get laid. I bet he, yeah, because I had this happen. I bet he had it when he went out with a hot girl and she bangs someone else. Yeah, that happened with that girl in Cleveland. You know that girl Hannah that went on the air and talked about how it's bad at making out Cleveland radio? Yeah, she like went on a date with me and like banged two guys at once. I was like, achoo, achoo.
We're almost there. Just try to adjust in your seat a little bit.
I can't.
Yeah.
Try to angle your body this way and kind of put your back against the door, Jim. Got it.
He just does not seem like a smart guy. Haley Joel Osment is just stupid. Speaking of someone that's stupid.
Elon Musk and Ashley St. Clair's child has been revealed.
Oh, that's good. This kid's going to have major daddy issues. Along with his other 40 kids he's a deadbeat with. And Ashley, which is a pretty bad name for girls. Ashley, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, she's a problem. You're having a kid with him. I know it's a cash grab. I know you're hot as hell. I know it's probably a rush banging the richest guy on the planet because you need to be around rich people because you're a cloud chaser. But I'm telling you, you're going to have major issues when that kid's all messed up.
According to a new report by the Wall Street Journal, Elon and Ashley St. Clair named their son Romulus.
Of course they did. Stimulus.
The article also revealed that a paternity test from LabCorp stated that the probability of paternity was 99.999%.
999!
A spokesperson for Ashley confirmed the name and paternity test to People magazine as well.
Oh, geez.
Axe Hollywood has reached out to Ashley to confirm the name of her son.
I love these news reports. We reached out! We did it! We did our journalistic duties! Shut up!
Paternity. The report comes months after Ashley revealed on X that she and Elon welcomed a child together in September 2024.
Uh-huh.
Quote, 5 months ago, I welcomed a baby into the world. Elon Musk is the father. I have not previously disclosed.
God, she's hot as hell. She's one of the hotter ones he had a kid on.
Close this to protect our child's privacy and safety. But in recent days, it has become clear that tabloid media intends to do so regardless of the harm it will cause. She wrote at the time, adding, quote, I intend to allow our child to grow in a normal and safe environment. For that reason, I ask that the media honor our child's privacy.
Oh, but you're making a public statement on social media. If you really wanted privacy and not to be famous and not to have his money, then you would have kept it quiet.
And refrained from invasive reporting.
Idiot.
The Tesla CEO is already dad to 13 other children with...
I'm sure they all love him.
Other women... In March, his estranged daughter, Vivian Wilson, talked to Teen Vogue and revealed what it's...
She needs to move on a little bit. It's like, yeah, your dad's a freaking douchebag. Yeah, I can't stand your dad. Yeah, I think your dad's the worst. But he's still your dad.
Mm-hmm. Like being one of 14 children Elon has welcomed.
Yeah.
Quote, I will say, I do not actually know how many siblings I have. If you include half-siblings, that's just a fun fact. It's
whatever, moving on. No one freaking cares, dude. I mean, a female. I don't want to get, you know, told I'm transphobic because I said the wrong gender. Yes. Get it. You got to be careful. One time I was at Wawa and I call everybody bro. It was like 7-8 years ago and it was a transgender man into woman. And I said, thank you, bro. And she glared at me.
Grimes is worried that beauty culture will impact her and Elon Musk's daughter.
No, having a kid with him is going to impact the daughter.
The 37-year-old, who shares daughter Exa Dark Sidereal, son Techno Mechanicus.
You imagine naming your kid Techno Mechanicus, you autistic weirdos.
And ex-Ash A12, Elon Musk, is discussing the prevalence of beauty messaging in pop culture. She takes to X, formerly Twitter.
I don't care. Oh, it's formerly Twitter. We fucking know. It's 3 years ago. Formerly Twitter. I think we got the freaking point. My God. We know it was formerly Twitter. We live on the same planet as you. We're doing the same thing as you, okay? Does that work with you? Because if it doesn't, I'm going to be honest. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. TikTok, toxic juggle playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixed and hoppy like fingers without rings. THX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. Life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. THX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speaker silence, I'm coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
WalkieRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.